Eli Tomac, Colorado. Man, what do you say about that? I tweeted that I looked up crushing in the dictionary, and it was you. That second moto, man, you were gone. Great job.
Yeah, it was good. Moto 2 was,
the things you dream about.
It was the things I dreamed about, which was a good start.
Yeah.
Like second and third, I was like, yeah.
Yep.
And then even Zach was up there, so I was stoked. I mean, and then I really just – it felt like at the end of the first moto, I started clicking all my lines, really getting dialed in. So I kind of just carry that in the second moto. I knew if I got out front, I could definitely make it happen for the W.
Yeah, so you got out front of second moto, you know, Roxon beat you in the first one. It was close. Is it a conscious effort to, hey, I'm hammering down now? Like, because you knew Kenny was right there.
I did. And, you know, I think this short intermission this week was kind of gnarly, you know, especially being at elevation. I really think me being acclimated helped me, you know, because you can recover earlier and all
he
that.
Mentioned that, and then he said that everyone knows you're gnarly, so.
Yeah, or no, everyone knows John Tomac's gnarly.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Everyone knew your dad
everyone
was gnarly.
Knows John Tomac's gnarly.
But, yeah, I think you agree. I think he was tired, you know, and you weren't.
It could be. I mean, me and my dad have been hammering down in the mountain passes at home, you know, trying to get up way up high, and it's paying off.
Only guy to do the quad, maybe in practice, but only guy in the motos to do the quad. How was it? Was it a lot faster? Was it sketchy? How was it?
The quad, I think it was about dead even,
time-wise.
Because the inside, you obviously, you know, cut the track off. You gain time there, but I think ramp speed, I had a little bit on them, and then I was actually recovering more in the air, and you didn't have to single after that. So it was a little bit of fun and a little bit of recover. Mm-hmm. So, it was sweet.
First moto, how frustrating was that? You followed him. You looked like you tried a couple times to push. He had answers for it. How frustrating was that?
It was a little bit. The corner, I slid out and I tried to get really close to him because the corner after that is where I wanted to pass him because it was before this little Lucas Oil drop off. They had it like split lane, and he was going outside and I was watching us early and I thought I was gaining time on the inside, so I was like, man, I need to get on his wheel here if I want to make a pass, because around the rest of the track we were pretty dang even, so that's where I was going to try to make it happen, but I got a little too ants in my pants.
Hey, Zach Osborne, third overall, and he got stole some points from Kenny. Talk about being teammates with him and his rod.
Yeah, Zach's a super good guy. You know, we've been having good time in the truck. Everyone's getting along. Hey, and he's still on point, so you know, what more can you ask for?
Right, exactly. All right, hey, good job. See you at Muddy Creek.
Yep.
Wait, have you ever raced Muddy Creek before?
I haven't. Totally new.
Okay, no regionals or nothing like that.
Yeah. Nope, nothing.
All right, thank you.
Cool.